It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have light rain falling and 44 degrees. KSL's top story.
Presidential impeachment.
February 8th will mark the start of former President Trump's second impeachment trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the stage has been set for President Trump's second trial. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer laying out the timeline.
We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability.
Schumer says the trial will ensure that the president is held accountable for his role in the violent breach of the U.S. Capitol. President Biden signing two executive orders today that target the federal minimum wage and food insecurity.
We cannot, will not let people go hungry. We cannot let people be evicted because of nothing they did themselves. They cannot watch people lose their jobs.
The president saying we have to act now. Today's orders provide a quick dose of relief as Congress considers the president's $1.9 trillion stimulus plan. Political leaders are voicing their outrage after National Guard soldiers were forced to camp out in a cold parking garage while defending the nation's capital. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy among them.
I was as angry as anyone at the pictures of guardswomen and guardsmen from across the country being relegated to sleeping on the floor of a parking garage. This is no way for our heroes to be treated.
The Guard members have since been told that they can return to the capital. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL. News Radio.
Do you realize the Utah Capitol has been closed since March? Now lawmakers say it'll be reopened to the public on Monday. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
Strict COVID safety rules will be in place when the Capitol reopens Monday. That means masks, distancing, and limited people in committee rooms. Senate and House leadership are encouraging virtual participation still. They built larger committee rooms to allow for more people to spread out. There is free rapid testing at the Utah State Fairgrounds for those interested in going to the Capitol in person, but it's not required to be there. You can still get virtual access to watch floor debate or comment in committee hearings on the legislative website. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The Capitol's continued closure because of threats last weekend and the security needed to guard it came with a big bill. Hundreds of thousands of dollars for a protest that never happened. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports public safety officials don't think it was an overreaction.
The Department of Public Safety estimates they spent around $227,000 on just one day, January 17th, to protect the Capitol from protesters. Colonel Michael Rappich says they based their decision on what they saw on January 6th.
A lot of it seemed to be associating around the same groups that we had seen both here in Utah and that were back there in the nation's capital.
And for some reason, the social media posts they saw suggested Utah State Capitol as a focal point. Rappich says it's possible the info was wrong, but it's also possible cooler heads prevailed. Either way, he says they had to prepare for a possible breach.
If we waited to see what happened, we definitely would not have had time to deploy the resources.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
President Biden has ordered the Census Bureau not to ask about immigration status. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
The previous administration had tried unsuccessfully to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census questionnaire, and former President Trump had ordered the Bureau to figure out who's a citizen and who's in the U.S. without documentation. The tally determines representation in Congress. In requiring the decennial count, the U.S. Constitution makes no distinction regarding citizenship and requires counting the whole number of persons in each state. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Do price gouging laws make it easier to find high-demand items like toilet paper during an emergency? A Weber State University study says no. Price gouging laws make things harder. But Professor Gavin Roberts says this.
What they definitely won't do is make goods more available, because when we hold prices down, economic theory has long shown that that leads to shortages.
Utah does have a price gouging law. Roberts says legislators should keep his study in mind when they think about making changes. There's good news on the jobs front this week as new numbers show job gains in the Beehive State. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson with the update.
Utah's unemployment rate has dropped to 3.6%. Deputy Director of the Department of Workforce Services, Nate McDonald, says Utah and Idaho are the only two states in the union that have seen net job gains over a year span plagued with coronavirus job losses.
This is the first month that we're reporting being in the positive.
While that is good news, he says typically early months of a new year show an uptick in the number of unemployment claims, but today's job numbers are encouraging for the Beehive State. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:05. So, Ricky, we have light rain falling. Do we have heavy traffic?
Not so much. Not on the Valley freeways. It's actually eased up quite a bit. But we do have more city street crashes reported in Salt Lake City, one at 3rd North and 10th West, and the other one at 6th West and 400 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, thanks, Ricky. Coming up, another installment in my never-ending series about the best job in the world. I think this time I found it. My Minute of News is next. Stay with us at 6:06 at KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.